ideas, information technology. It's also referred to as ICT information and communication technology. I don't think I have to define the software. Do I have to define proprietary software? I found some statistics. Women in IT in general, you can see in the US, and these figures are from 204, there are about 17% who follow computer science courses. And in the European Union, it is somewhere between 50 and 55. And the 35% is mainly based on figures from the UK. Women working as IT specialists. In the USA in 2005, the IT industry shows 25%. The European Union, I didn't find more recent figures. The open exists, but the overall vision of the 2009 is still so it is about a fourth of all IT. Why aren't there more women? Women in free software. There was a text during article in 2005 who stated that there are approximately 25% women among proprietary software developers. And two studies showed that there are between 1.5% and 3.4% only of free software. There is a big difference. Well, this difference can be explained by various reasons. First, mainly the CS courses follow proprietary software, because most of the universities are involved. So it's women use proprietary software more than free software, also because it's suffering, it is still widely used. It begins to change, but when I compare, for example, to the status law in Switzerland, it seems still to be a very, very, very proprietary dominant field. So free software is not necessarily something you find easily in English. Then, why are there so little women in IT? Well, it is due to historical reasons, it is due to cultural reasons, and it is mainly due, in my opinion, to educational reasons. Girls are still in 21st century trained and oriented. This can be seen easily when you take a survey. When do girls first have access to computers? Average age is 14 years old, whereas there is already a difference there, and this difference is mainly because you can still see that doors are open, doors and doors are cars or whatever technical point. This is an educational problem, and maybe we should educate parents that girls don't have to be picking at only for 8 minutes. You find again the same in school. There have been quite interesting research has been made in France, where you see that in school there are a lot of ideas by the phone of what my daughter or my granddaughter, child or whoever should become. And it is very astonishing to see around yourself people have kids, the orientation of this world, to their own kids. Also the minds who are interested, who still do orientation, gender, yes. Why do women still not choose time? Because it is until the start of all technical professions, be this mechanic, be this pilot, be this magician, have started to be made from it. And it is extremely especially if you observe what happens after stuff. You have the lunar groups. You have the, what you call the science chapter, where somebody knows someone who is in this job or in this field, and this is male dominated. It's really difficult to find easy access into our profession for women. If there is a lot more mentoring and helping hands in the male-dominated society than there is for women. That's why it is so important that we do mentoring. That we do show the I mean, observe what happens for astronauts. How many female astronauts do you know? Very little. And, oh, surprisingly, the last female astronaut who has been to space was a teacher. What did she do? She gave a lesson from space. How very pretty. But did they take this woman on board because she was a teacher? Or did they take this woman on board because she was a woman, so she was in the quota, and, well, she couldn't do something for difficult. But it's still very, very surprising that even in these fields where no women have quotas for women, something which is not very widely used in European countries, if you go to the space industry, they are very, very, very. Why are women not choosing these women? Well, because they are not offered the opportunity. They are not shown the possibilities. And maybe because they are not interested. But why shouldn't women be interested in choosing their profession? And here comes one of the problems we see very, very often. One of the
happened this year.
But I was absolutely bloody angry, and I was, I must say, a little bit shocked, because I thought, my God, I mean, there's so many dating possibilities on the internet. Why does this man think that I am in this technical channel giving technical advice? Because I'm a mate. This happens very, very often. And women are geeks too. They're not simply girlfriends. This is something we should try to establish. But the problem is, it is very difficult. And every day we find, again and again, we are confronted with the same problem. In free software, it is worse. Because in free software, it admits that you have to be extremely strong to be able to do this. It's even higher than anywhere else. So the barriers, the boundaries are higher. And instead of doing what free software was meant to do, which means to be with widespread and wider use, it becomes even more restrictive. So, preventing women from doing free software is totally counterproductive. This means that we are feeding it into high countries. Who knows if this continues? One day we have only one person who is doing free software, but the others who are new to stick to competence. This is not the aim of free software. The reasons I have already explained. There is a fact, because of all these cultural, educational and historical backgrounds, many women today do not have strong programs. And what is bad Indian women once said this in group, in the mailing list, excuse me. A documentation, a code which does not follow documentation rules above. So we can everybody has to still become a great artist. Not everybody has to still become a great artist. Not everybody has to still become this sensitive answer. But this is not gender dependent. We can take action in professional surroundings. Open way to every company, for everybody, not only for men, for only for women, or only for non-disabled people. This gap is gender gap is out. Diminished matches in the software community. With their is active matches in the case of the strong, but for those who have followed the news in the last 4 years, they have to find really strange things, like death to the crisis. Do you remember that? But it also means that we should not fall into the trap and end up with exaggerated behavior. And that is one of the things why, if they are, if thank you. not necessarily do, but they do. It is more common. There is one thing them get for them not play more in the people in free social media than in all the other people. Okay, and now we are looking for links to women's groups. Much like the name of the captain. Because the captain means they are hackers, but they are also depends how you spell it, how you pronounce it. And of course there are a few others, male women, female women, captain women, and even the open source community has a name. But they are quite serious. Which does not mean that we stay close into the truth. Being only in this group is not good. I think if a woman goes into one of these groups, she can also go into a non-gender group. The same for men. Thank you.